Good morning. My name is Kay O'Neill, and I am a research coordinator at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and I am the coordinator of the Home Visiting Research Network, which I'm going to tell you about today. And I have no relationships to disclose. The goals of my presentation today are to introduce the Home Visiting Research Network, which we affectionately call the HVRN, and to describe the achievements that we've made in each of its three objectives, so defining a national home visiting research agenda, using innovative methods to carry out this agenda, and then supporting the development of home visiting researchers. I'd first like to set some context about the home visiting that we are referring to in our home visiting research network. So the home visiting that we focus on, there are voluntary programs that target pregnant women and families with children from birth to five. These types of programs use home visits as a primary service delivery strategy. And the home visits, depending on the model, are generally carried out by either nurses or paraprofessionals. And there are 17 models that are recognized currently as evidence-based. The Affordable Care Act provided a massive influx of funding into home visiting programs. In fact, it was $1.5 billion over 5 years for home visiting programs. And the majority of this funding is in the form of grants to states. The states have to use over three-quarters of the funding that they receive to implement evidence-based models in their states. They're expected to achieve a broad range of explicit benchmark areas, which I'll show in a minute. And then the states are also expected to monitor and then show improvement in outcomes in these benchmark areas. And there was also a small amount of money that was set aside for grants to Indian tribes and then also for technical assistance for state improvement plans, evaluation, and research. And the HVRN is funded out of some of this research money. States with their MCV funding are expected to target these populations. So these are the populations that the home visiting programs are expected to serve. And you'll see there high-risk communities, low-income families, pregnant women that are under 21 years of age, families with a history of child abuse and neglect, families with a history of substance use, current tobacco use, families at risk for low student achievement, children with special health care needs, and then families in the armed services. And the benchmark areas that states are expected to show improvement in are the following. And these are benchmark areas that home visiting programs have shown evidence in affecting in the body of literature. So these are improved maternal and newborn health, prevention of child injuries, child abuse and neglect, and emergency department use, improved school readiness and achievement, reduction in crime, improved family economic self-sufficiency, and improved coordination and referrals for other community resources and supports. So the parts of MCV, the main components, the first one is HOMeV, which was a systematic review of the literature, and HOMeV is who identified the 17 evidence-based models. Again, as I said, the majority of funding is in the form of grants to states and tribal organizations. There's five training and technical assistance and QI initiatives that are listed here. MyHope, which is the national evaluation of the MCV funding, so it's a randomized controlled trial of families in 85 programs across in 12 states that are receiving MCV home visiting money. And then the Home Visiting Research Network, which is what we do. The HVRN has four objectives. The first was to develop a national home visiting research agenda. The second was to use innovative research methods to carry out this agenda. And the third is to support the professional development of emerging home visiting researchers. And our overall objective is to disseminate these results. Our management team is made up of eight individuals that are national home visiting leaders. Leaders in home visiting research. I've been the coordinator of the HVRN since we began in summer of 2012, and we also have an intern who's a master's student from our School of Public Health that works with us. The management team is just one little part of the overall HVRN organizational structure. So we're supported, our steering committee is made up of our management team and then representatives from different home visiting stakeholder groups. We're advised by HRSA and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, who are our funders, as well as a set of advisors and consultants. The Coordinating Center directs our everyday activities and oversees our special interest groups, our work teams that are focused on one of the three outcomes, and then also HARC, which is our practice-based research network, which I'll describe in some more detail. So now that I've given you an overview of the HVRN and how it fits into McV more broadly, I would just like to describe our very first activity that really set the foundation for everything else that we've done since, and this was to develop a national home visiting research agenda. So when we started this process, we reviewed a number of other organizations that have also set home visiting research agendas, and we came up with the set of six steps that we used to develop our agenda. The first was to come up with three organizing frameworks that I'll explain briefly. Then we elicited nominations of home visiting research priorities from home visiting stakeholder groups. We organized these nominations, and then we into a draft research agenda, which we sent out for public comment to finally refine it into its final stage. So the first conceptual framework that we used to set the basis of the research agenda is the framework that we've used in a number of our different research studies, and this takes the form of a logic model. So you can see on the left-hand side the inputs that go into home visiting programs. So you have the service model itself. For a certain home visiting model, what families are targeted? How many visits do they receive? How often does the home visitor go? What do they talk about? And then you have the intended and the actual implementation system. So how are home visitors trained? How are they supervised? What kind of data management information system does the program have? Those are influenced by organizational system and community influences. So who are the funders of these programs? What agency do they sit in? So those influences influence the service model and the implementation system, which in turn influence families and staff who interact with each other. And these inputs lead to the outputs themselves. So how many visits do moms actually get? Do the programs enroll the moms they're intended to? Do they carry out the intended services? And then all those lead to outcomes for parents and children. Our second organizing framework that we used are the different stages of research. And we focused on D&I research, which you can see outlined in the black box. So these are studies that look at how do states identify the evidence-based models they want to use? How do they decide how to adopt them? How do they adapt these models for their different populations? And how do they implement them? Are the programs implemented with fidelity? And then sustainment. So how do the programs continue to get funding to be able to really make a difference in their communities? And then our third organizing framework were levels of research questions. So within those three stages of D&I research, we thought of different levels of questions within each stage. So what's the current situation? What are the causes? What are the consequences? And then how can we improve it? So once we had those organizing frameworks, we surveyed home visiting stakeholder groups. So that included leaders of home visiting models, program staff, home visiting funders, community-based organizations, and we did this in the form of a web-based survey in the fall of 2012. We estimated that we reached over 65 individuals, and of those, 1,779 individuals nominated one or more home visiting research priorities, for a total of 4,267 priorities that were nominated in all. When we did our web-based survey, we had open response for these individuals to nominate research priorities. So after the web-based survey process, we had roughly 4,000 open response options of home visiting research priorities. So it took us a while, but we eventually used this qualitative iterative process to go through these nominations and then come up with a code book to code each nomination. About a third of the nominations were actually copied exactly from the prompt of the web-based survey. 61% fit into one of each of 62 topic codes, and then the final 6% were ones that we really couldn't interpret to be able to assign to a code. For each of the 62 topic codes, we created an outline that expressed the variation among nominations. Well, we use those outlines to generate ideas for our research priorities, and we use our organizing frameworks to ensure that each priority fit into one or more component of the home visiting framework, that they could be answered using one or more stages of research, and then that they could be specified with questions at each level. We were also faced with a number of decisions about how to organize our priorities. So when we were looking at other groups that had set research agendas, there was a broad range of what does the final research agenda look like. The Institute of Medicine, they set a research agenda for comparative effectiveness research, and they had 100 very specific priorities. PROS, which is a practice-based research network of primary care providers, their research agenda was 6 very broad research priorities, such as just obesity. Another group that set a research agenda had 72 highly specified priorities in 4 broad categories. So we ended up using a similar approach as a patient-centered outcomes research institute, and they had a top 10 research priorities that were simply stated and then had details in PROS. So our research agenda, our top 10 priorities for home visiting research, are research to strengthen and broaden home visiting effectiveness, identify the core elements of home visiting, promote successful adoption of home visiting innovations, promote successful adaptation of home visiting innovations, promote fidelity in implementing home visiting innovations, build a stable, competent home visiting workforce, promote family engagement in home visiting, promote home visiting coordination with other services for families, promote the sustainment of effective home visiting, and build home visiting research infrastructure. So I just wanted to give an example of how we were able to align each of those top 10 priorities into our 3 organizing conceptual frameworks. So for the research priority that said that home visiting research priority should be to build a stable, competent home visiting workforce, you can see in our home visiting conceptual framework that this focuses on the staff part of our logic model. You can imagine how that research priority can be specified with questions at each level. So, for example, the current situation, how often do home visitors experience burnout? What are the causes of that burnout? What are the consequences for families when home visitors are burnt out? And then what innovations can we implement that could actually reduce the incidence of home visiting burnout? And you can also imagine how different types of study here could be used to actually address this question. So after we had our draft version of the research agenda, we used a period of public comment to refine this agenda, and we did this in the form of a web-based survey again. We posted the agenda on our website and asked for public comment. We had 62 individuals that answered a multiple choice questions and 31 that provided actual written feedback, and most respondents thought the priorities were important and understandable, which sounded good to us. So after we set our research agenda, we went forth in trying to seek out innovative methods that we could actually use to carry out this research agenda. And the main way that we have done this is through HARC, which is our Home Visiting Applied Research Collaborative, and it's our practice-based research network. So just an overview of practice-based research networks. Ours is actually one of the first that's actually been used in home visiting programs. They're traditionally seen in healthcare. And what they are they're networks of providers. So for healthcare, it could be networks of pediatricians that all agree to participate in research studies that are of interest to them. Practice-based research networks use the experience of providers to come up with research questions that answers will actually be of use to the providers themselves. And the goal is to produce results that are quick and go to the providers first in order to improve their practice and have results and discussion that they can use going forward. So a lot of the research questions really want to come from the ground up, from the providers themselves through the network. The mission of HARC is to strengthen the role of home visiting in improving child and family well-being and service systems by conducting national collaborative practice-based research network. Our goals are to develop collaborative relationships between researchers and home visiting programs, conducting multi-site research to address national home visiting research priorities and to disseminate the results efficiently to advance everyday practice and policy decisions. We have three types of HARC members: local home visiting programs, local home visiting networks, and home visiting researchers. So the way that our members can join HARC is that each home visiting, local home visiting program or network selects a staff member who is a liaison. They complete an enrollment survey, and then they receive regular communications from us, including a regular newsletter. And I think one of the best things about HARC is that, you know, this local program in Iowa, they can take part in as many or as few studies as they wish. It's totally up to them. For our organizational chart, the HARC Council is really the heart of HARC, and we have representatives from different home visiting programs and networks, and as well as our funders, and they oversee the studies themselves. This is just a brief diagram that shows how studies can be developed. So a HARC member could think of a study idea. They submit a brief abstract to the HARC Council. The HARC Council reviews the abstract. If they approve it, they select a PI. They form a study team. They secure funding, IRB approval, finalize the study design, and then we send study recruitment emails to the HARC liaisons. They can decide whether or not their program is interested in participating or not, and then the study goes from there. This is just an overview of who our current HARC members are. We have 55 home visiting networks represented, 129 home visiting researchers, and 261 home visiting programs. And you can see here that there's a good range of different types of programs that are represented in HARC. As far as geographically, we have either HARC programs or networks in nearly every state across the country, which is very exciting. We worked very hard to have this geographical representation. So, and that's one of the great things about a practice-based research network is that the programs that participate really represent a huge swath of the country. We've had two studies go out so far. So our first one, they've both been similar. They've involved web-based surveys and then qualitative interviews of a subsample of respondents. Our first study, which just finished recruitment, the purpose was to study the perspectives of home visitors regarding family engagement, and you might notice a correspondence with this to one of our research agenda priorities. So here we are, we're carrying out that actual research agenda in the field. And for this, we surveyed home visitors of HARC programs. Our second study was to study the coordination of home visiting programs with healthcare providers that serve their clients. And for this, we looked at just a staff member from each program. This was something, since we're still working on recruitment, just the of how many HARC programs actually want to participate in our studies. So you can see here we've had between a quarter and a third of HARC programs that have actually agreed to participate. For study number one, they can nominate up to 6 home visitors at each site, which is why we had 217 that were nominated. And then for study two, it was just one person per HARC site. And then we've had between 55 and 65% of actual nominated staff members complete the survey. So some of our initial challenges, we would like to have more and more HARC programs. We are afraid of overwhelming the programs that we do have, having constant requests for research. Even though they can pick and choose, we do want a broad number of programs. Funding for the studies, the IRB logistics, if you have a HARC researcher at one institution and we're based out of Hopkins, whose IRB do you use? And how do you kind of work through those issues? How much review does the HARC Council have of the study instruments? Do they get to look at the instrument and pass judgment on it before it goes out to the HARC programs? And then program participation. So we don't want to overburden or confuse programs if they're getting emails from us. And then publication. Who is... So different issues of authorship for these programs. And so our final objective is supporting the professional development of emerging home visiting researchers. So we have a program called the Early Career Home Visiting Research Scholar Program. We're on our second cohort at the moment. This program targets early career researchers that are interested in home visiting research. We ask for them to submit a biosketch and a proposal of a study that they could carry out in using HARC in addressing a research agenda priority. We support their travel to the Pew Summit on Quality and Home Visiting, and we provide mentoring by HBR and management team members. So just these are the four current studies. Two of them are the HARC studies that I just mentioned. And each scholar is working on a research project that uses HARC and addresses the research agenda priority. So we're really trying to tie together each of our three objectives. And there's our website, and that's my contact information if you have any more questions about the HBRN and HARC. Thanks to our steering committee and to our funder, which is HRSA. Okay, thank you.